Quite an active week, not just here in the Senate, but nationwide, with a couple of tragedies this week, one in Boston, the other happening overnight in Texas.
Yes, I know that all are trying as best they can to join in the grief of that bombing in Boston and also the explosion at the fertilizer plant there in the city of West Texas. You know, it's hard, unless we've been through something like that, to even imagine the shock of sending someone off to an event like the Boston Marathon and then finding out that they're either gone or could be seriously injured when your thinking is so much in a different direction. And then, of course, just to send your father, your mother, your brother, sister, or child off to work and find out that something like that explosion in West Texas has happened and it has changed everything, you know, forever. And then, of course, all the impact on the local community. And its timing is interesting in that this week we actually took up a bill from Senator Lamping, Senate Bill 366, that dealt with the tragedy of the tornado in Joplin. I certainly remember that tragedy very well and was able to talk briefly on the floor about the amazing response that the citizens of Joplin had to that tornado. And I expect we're going to hear stories, and I already have seen out of Boston, you know, stories of heroism and courage of just ordinary Americans as they responded to the needs of their colleagues, strangers that they didn't even know, but were clearly in need. And I'm sure we're going to hear stories like that out of the city in Texas if in fact there were people available to do that. I mean, the nursing home, getting the people out of the nursing home, one fireman, I think, carrying out two people at once because he was concerned about how much time they might have. And those same things were recorded after the Joplin tornado. Seemed like every week you would learn of more incidents, both of the tragedy and destruction of the storm, but also of the amazing character of Missourians who responded to those needs, and even the miraculous things that surely divine intervention in a number of instances where people's lives were saved or some way they were preserved. I know of at least one case there in Joplin where a school bus full of children was on a field trip of some kind, and when the storm began to come in and the sirens began to roar, why, they loaded all the kids up and headed back to the school building to get thinking to safety, but their path would have taken them across the path of the tornado, and at the time the tornado would be there, and if nothing had happened, then they would have been in the middle of that storm, and we probably would have lost everyone on that school bus full of young children. But by God's providence, a large tree fell across the road in front of the school bus just a short distance before they got to the area of the city that was destroyed, and they had to turn around and go a different way, and by the time they turned around and figured out a different route, the storm was there and they were not in its path, and so that entire school bus was saved, and other incidents like that. But it just really does bring to mind, I think, both the character of Missourians and of Americans, our sense of the need to respond to others. And I know that that's probably what drove Senator Richard to propose doing something for Joplin and Senator Lamping to take up that challenge and try to put something together that would pass the legislative process and help Joplin to some degree. I am pleased to know that with all the accounts I heard of how Joplin citizens responded without government assistance and without even calling government, I don't think Joplin asked for this assistance. I'm sure there were city officials who are happy to have it and will probably be able to do some infrastructure rebuilding with it. But in terms of a people, I think Joplin demonstrated the spirit of independence that says that they'll rebuild Joplin with or without state taxpayer funds.
I think the fact that this particular bill was introduced a couple of years after the tornado itself also shows the extent of damage, and is that the rebuilding is still going on again 2 years later.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I noted to a colleague just recently as I was in Joplin looking for a particular intersection and nearly drove past it because the distance seems so much shorter without the buildings there. You know, it's amazing how our subconscious mind kind of align ourselves based on what we see to where we think we are. And I was driving to turn on a particular street in Joplin, and suddenly I was there without realizing it, and was thinking, well, I didn't think it was near this close, but it was because I didn't pass by much in the intervening streets. Even though there is rebuilding and there are buildings going up, there's still a long ways to go. But you don't hear Joplin whining or crying. They're just about their business, and they're rebuilding.